This sound file is brought to you by the strongest social network in the Netherlands. An informal friends network, called the Chamber of Social Values. In addition to this audiobook, there are numerous other audiobooks available. You can download them for free on the website of the Chamber of Social Values. We would also like to ask you to share this with others. DEKVSW.NL, you are listening to the audiobook called The Vaccine Death. Report by David John Sorensen, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, version 1.0, September 2021. Because the truth is valuable to everyone, Anna reads this book to you.
The Vaccine Death Report, evidence of millions of deaths and serious adverse events resulting from the experimental COVID-19 injections, by David John Sorensen, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, version 1.0, September 2021. Purpose: the purpose of this report is to document how all over the world millions of people have died, and hundreds of millions of serious adverse events have occurred after injections with the experimental mRNA gene therapy. We also reveal the real risk of an unprecedented genocide. Facts: our aim is to only present solid facts and stay away from unfounded claims. The data is clear and verifiable. References can be found with all presented information, which is provided as a starting point for further investigation. Complicity: the data shows that we are currently witnessing the greatest organized mass murder in the history of our world. The severity of this situation compels us to ask this critical question: will we rise up to the defense of billions of innocent people? Or will we permit personal profit over justice and be complicit? Networks of lawyers all over the world are preparing class action lawsuits to prosecute all who are serving this criminal agenda. Hundreds of millions of people worldwide are rising up against this criminal operation. To all who have been complicit so far, we say, there is still time to turn and choose the side of truth. Please make the right choice, worldwide. Although this report focuses on the situation in the United States, it also applies to the rest of the world, as the same type of experimental injections with similar death rates and comparable systems of corruption to hide these numbers are used worldwide. Therefore, we encourage everyone around the world to share this report. May it be a wake-up call for all of humanity. At least 5 times more deaths, vaccine deaths, are severely underreported. VIRS data from the American CDC shows that as of August 26, 2021, already 500,000 people suffered severe side effects, including stroke, heart failure, blood clots, brain disorders, convulsions, seizures, inflammations of brain spinal cord. Life-threatening allergic reactions, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, miscarriage, infertility, rapid-onset muscle weakness, deafness, blindness, narcolepsy, and cataplexy. Besides the astronomical number of severe side effects, the CDC reports that approximately 16,000 people died as a result of receiving the experimental injections. However, according to a CDC whistleblower who signed a sworn affidavit, the actual number of deaths is at least 5 times higher. This is what the CDC healthcare fraud detection expert Jane Doe officially stated in a sworn affidavit: I have, over the last 25 years, developed over 100 distinct healthcare fraud detection algorithms, both in the public and private sector. When the COVID-19 vaccine clearly became associated with patient death and harm, I was inclined to investigate the matter. It is my professional estimate that VARS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, database, while extremely useful, is underreported by a conservative factor of at least 5. And have assessed that the deaths occurring within 3 days of vaccination are higher than those reported in VIRS by a factor of at least 5. The CDC is also vastly underreporting other adverse events, like severe allergic reactions, anaphylaxis. The Informed Consent Action Network, Icahn, reported that a study showed that the actual number of anaphylaxis is 50 to 120 times higher than claimed by the CDC. On top of that, a private researcher took a close look at the VIRS database and tried looking up specific case IDs. He found countless examples where the original death records were deleted, and in some cases, the numbers have been switched for milder reactions. He says, what the analysis of all the case numbers is telling us right now is that there's approximately 150,000 cases that are missing, that were there, that are no longer there. The question is, are they all deaths? How criminal the CDC is, was also revealed a few years ago when researchers investigated the link between vaccines and autism. They found that there indeed is a direct connection. So what did the CDC do? All the researchers came together and a large dustbin was placed in the middle of the room. In it they threw all the documents that showed the link between autism and vaccinations. Thus, the evidence was destroyed. Subsequently, a so-called scientific article was published in Pediatric, stating that vaccinations do not cause autism. However, a leading scientist within the CDC, William Thompson, exposed this crime. He publicly admitted, "I was involved in misleading millions of people about the possible negative side effects of vaccines. We lied about the scientific findings, maybe the worst example of criminal methodology used to hide vaccine deaths is the incredible fact that the CDC doesn't consider a person vaccinated until 2 weeks after the injection. Therefore, everyone who dies within the first 2 weeks after being injected is not considered a vaccine death, further skewing the data, Moderna. 300,000 adverse events, hundreds of thousands in 3 months' time," a whistleblower from Moderna made a screenshot of an internal company notice labeled confidential, for internal distribution only, showing there were 300,000 adverse events reported in only 3 months' time. This is a quote from this confidential notice. "This enabled the team to effectively manage approximately 300,000 adverse event reports and 30,000 medical information requests in a 3-month span to support the global launch of their COVID-19 vaccine. Less than 1% IS being reported. Study shows real number of adverse events IS 100x higher." All this information already shows us that the number of adverse events and deaths is a multitude of what is being told to the public. The situation is, however, still far worse than most of us can even imagine. The famous Lazarus report from Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Inc. in 2009 revealed that in general only 1% of adverse events from vaccines is being reported. Adverse events from drugs and vaccines are common, but underreported. Although 25% of ambulatory patients experience an adverse drug event, less than 0.3% of all adverse drug events and 1 to 13% of serious events are reported to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Likewise, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Reasons for underreporting: the population is unaware and misinformed. The reason that less than 1% of adverse events is reported is first of all because the vast majority of the population is not aware of the existence of official reporting systems for vaccine adverse events. Secondly, the pharmaceutical industry has been waging an unrelenting media war the past decades against all medical experts who attempted to inform the public about the dangers of vaccines. One deployed strategy is name-calling, and the negative label anti-vaxxer was chosen to shame and blame all scientists, physicians, and nurses who speak truth. Because of this criminal campaign of aggressive suppression of adverse events data, the majority of the population is clueless that vaccines can cause any harm at all. The message the general public constantly hears and sees couldn't be further from the truth. Vaccines are safe and the best way to protect yourself from disease. The thousands of books, scientific studies, and reports documenting the devastating effects of vaccines in general have been suppressed by all possible means. The undeniable fact that children, and people of all ages, for that matter, are far more ill today than ever before in history, while at the same time they are the most vaccinated population in all of history, is flatly denied, the widespread propaganda by the vaccine companies, who use government agencies as their main carousel, simply told humanity for decades that adverse events are a very rare occurrence. When vaccinated people therefore suffer from serious adverse events, it doesn't even occur to them that this could be from previous injections, and therefore don't report it as such. During the current world crisis, the attacks on medical experts who are warning about vaccines have gone to an even higher level. Medical experts are now being completely deplatformed from all social media, their websites are deranked by Google, entire YouTube channels are deleted, many have lost their jobs, and in some countries medical experts have been arrested in an attempt to suppress the truth about the experimental COVID injections. Scientists who speak out against vaccines are even labeled domestic terrorists. All means are deployed by the criminal vaccine cartel to suppress the truth. As a result, countless medical professionals are afraid to report adverse events, which further contributes to the underreporting of these side effects. Additionally, the amount of scientific information warning for these dangerous biological agents and the number of medical experts warning humanity is so overwhelming and almost omnipresent, despite the aggressive attempts to silence them, that it is virtually impossible for any medical professional to not be at least somewhat aware of the risk they are taking by administering an untested DNA-altering injection. Without even informing their patients of what is being injected into their body, if they then see their patients suffer or die, they are naturally afraid of being held accountable, so they refuse to report it. Lastly, many medical professionals receive financial incentives to promote the vaccines. In the United Kingdom, for example, nurses get 1 euro per needle they put into a child. That again is a reason for them to not report adverse events. Project Veritas whistleblowers, doctors, and nurses speak out. They are not reporting. Project Veritas is a journalistic organization that has been exposing crime and corruption in our world for years. They often receive video footage from hidden cameras that reveal what is going on behind closed doors. They were contacted by several federal doctors and nurses who can no longer be silent. They see large numbers of patients come in with serious adverse reactions, like heart failure, and they notice how the authorities of their hospitals are not reporting any of these vaccine injuries. Dr. Maria Gonzalez, HR doctor from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, expresses her outrage about this in the Phoenix Indian Medical Center. She discusses with a colleague how a patient was vaccinated and as a result got heart failure. They're not going to blame the vaccine. But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he? They are not reporting. Right. Because they want to shove it under the mat. The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit. In an interview with James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, the nurse Jodie O'Malley testifies, "I've seen dozens of people come in with adverse reactions." She adds that none of these are being reported. When asked if she isn't afraid for repercussions for speaking the truth, she answers, "I am not afraid, because my faith is in God." This is evil at the highest level. The video also shows Nurse Jodie talking to a doctor, who is desperate to break the silence. It is bullshit. I am about tired of it. So what we're going to have to do, 'cause we're on the inside. I've been thinking about it. And, what do we do? I don't know. But there's so much I want to blow up. So much. How do we do that? You know Project Veritas, there are thousands of doctors and nurses like this, whose hearts are burning to speak out, but who are afraid. I have personally been contacted by different groups of hundreds of medical professionals. If you are a medical professional and want to speak out, please contact Project Veritas VeritasTips at protonmail.com or Stop World Control Network at stopworldcontrol.com. You will not be alone, but you will find a vast army of freedom fighters worldwide who will stand with you. Please come forward and share your story. Humanity needs you. Watch the videos from Project Veritas with the medical whistleblowers. Thousands of stories. Facebook post reveals tsunami of adverse events. A local ABC news station posted a request on Facebook for people to share their stories of unvaccinated loved ones that died. They wanted to make a news story on this. What happened was totally unexpected. In 5 days' time, over 250,000 people posted comments, but not about unvaccinated beloved ones. All the comments talk about vaccinated loved ones that died shortly after being injected or that are disabled for life. The 250,000 comments reveal a shocking death wave among the population and the heart-wrenching suffering these injections are causing. The post was already shared 200,000 times, and counting. Notice in the last comment how the lady says that everybody in the hospital is afraid to report this as a vaccine reaction. And another person says, the doctors can't report it. That is proof of what I explained earlier. Most medical professionals are terrified to report adverse events, which causes the true prevalence of vaccine injuries to remain hidden from the world. The 250,000 comments show that once people find a safe place to report their suffering caused by the injections, we see a tsunami. This is only one single Facebook post that is getting no media attention whatsoever. What would we see if this was announced on the news, and everyone was allowed to report their stories? Vaccine death summary. What is happening is far worse than we think. VIRS published 16,000 deaths and 450,000 adverse events. As of August 28, 2021, CDC fraud expert says that number of deaths is at least 5 times higher. 150,000 reports have been rejected or scrubbed by the VIRS system. The actual number of anaphylaxis is 50 to 120 times higher than claimed by the CDC. Vaccinated people who die within 2 weeks are not listed as vaccine deaths. Moderna received over 300,000 reports of adverse events in only 3 months' time. The Lazarus report shows that only 1% of adverse events is being reported by the public. The majority of the population is not aware of the existence of systems where they can report vaccine adverse events. Aggressive censorship and propaganda told the public that adverse events are rare, causing people to not understand how their health problems stem from past injections. The shaming and blaming of medical professionals who say anything against the vaccines, cause many in the medical community to avoid reporting adverse events. The fear of being held accountable after administering an injection that killed or disabled patients further prevents medical personnel from reporting it. Having accepted financial incentives to promote and administer the COVID vaccines also stops medical personnel from reporting adverse events. Profit-driven vaccine manufacturers have every reason not to report the destruction their untested experimental products are causing. 250,000 Facebook users comment about vaccine deaths and serious injuries. Nurses and doctors testify how their hospitals are hiding vaccine injuries. World experts warn humanity. Leading scientific voices issue grave warnings. This alarming data leads world experts, like the Nobel Prize winner in medicine, Dr. Luc Montagnier, to issue a grave warning that we are currently facing the greatest risk of worldwide genocide in the history of humanity. Point one, even the inventor of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, warns against these injections that are using his technology. Point two, three, the situation is so severe that former Pfizer vice president and chief scientist Dr. Mike Yedin came forward to warn humanity for these extremely dangerous injections. One of his best-known videos is titled A Final Warning. For another world-renowned scientist, Geert van den Bossche, former head of Vaccine Development Office in Germany and chief scientific officer at UNIVAC, also risks his name and career by bravely speaking out against administration of the COVID shots. The vaccine developer warns that the injections can compromise the immunity of the vaccinated, making them vulnerable for every new variant. World War II Holocaust survivors wrote to the European Medicines Agency demanding the injections to be stopped, which they consider to be a new Holocaust, a tsunami of destruction. This data leads us to the inevitable conclusion that the number of vaccine adverse events is many times higher than the official reports admit. If indeed less than 1% is even being reported to the CDC, the already high number of 450,000 adverse events can easily be many millions in the USA alone. Applying that to the rest of the world reveals a horrifying wave of destruction the likes of which humanity has never witnessed before. And the immunizations only just started. What is even more concerning is that this is only the short-term tsunami of suffering caused by the COVID injections. Bill Gates, the world's leading vaccine dealer and a major driving force behind this worldwide push for COVID vaccinations, said in an interview with the BBC that most adverse events only show up after 2 years, which is why vaccine development usually takes many years. This means that the waves of death and disabilities in the coming years will be even exponentially greater. Especially because there is a push to impose more and more booster shots onto the population, with vaccine passports being implemented all around the world, vaccine deaths worldwide, the same goes for nations around the world. It would take us too far to list the data from every country in the world, but the situation we described in detail from the United States illustrates sufficiently the destruction caused by these injections, and how the corrupt health agencies and vaccine manufacturers hide the vast majority of adverse events from the public. We will, however, briefly touch upon some other countries. To prove that the situation in America is not unique, European Union, in the European Union, which consists of only 27 of the 50 European countries, the official reports of Eutrovigilance officially admit as of August 18, 2021 that approximately 22,000 people died and 2 million suffered side effects, of which 50% are serious. 1. 2. It be classified as serious if it corresponds to a medical occurrence that results in death, is life-threatening, requires inpatient hospitalization, results in another medically important condition or prolongation of existing hospitalization, results in persistent or significant disability or incapacity, or is a congenital anomaly/birth defect. In the Netherlands, one of the smallest nations in the European Union, an extra-parliamentary research committee set up a platform for citizens to report vaccine adverse events. This is no initiative from the government and has received no attention whatsoever in the media. The vast majority of the Dutch population is therefore unaware of its existence. Yet, despite its narrow scope of influence, this private initiative has already received reports of 1,600 deaths and 1,200 health damages, often permanently disabling the people. 3. What if the entire vaccinated population knew about this platform and filed a report? And what if this was also available in the other EU countries that are much larger than the Netherlands? United Kingdom, shortly before the national vaccination campaign started, the MHRA, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, published the following request: the MHRA urgently seeks an artificial intelligence, AI, software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reaction, ADRs, and ensure that no details from the ADR's reaction text are missed. The British government published a report of the first series of adverse events, including blindness, strokes, miscarriages, heart failure, paralysis, autoimmune disease, and more. Shortly after the first wave of immunization, over 100,000 adverse events were reported, including 1,260 cases of loss of eyesight, including total blindness. The first part of the report praises the vaccines to be the best way to protect people from COVID-19, and then continues to show the incredible destruction these vaccines are causing. The hypocrisy is mind-boggling. Also in the United Kingdom, the number of miscarriages increased by 366% in only 6 weeks for vaccinated mothers. 4. Furthermore, the British Office for National Statistics inadvertently revealed that 30,305 people have died within 21 days of having the injection. During the first 6 months of 2021.5, and a British scientist with 35 years of experience did an in-depth analysis of the British yellow card reporting system and found it to be unreliable, we can conclude that the yellow card reporting scheme can provide some limited information that may be useful for alerting the UK public to possible adverse effects of the COVID-19 vaccines. However, the initial conception of the scheme as a purely descriptive rather than as an experimental undertaking means that it cannot address the real issues that are of crucial importance to the UK public. These issues are whether there are causal relationships between vaccination with the PF and AZ vaccines and serious adverse effects such as death, and if so, what are the size of these effects? Israel. The Israeli People's Committee is a team of doctors, attorneys, criminologists, epidemiologists, and academic researchers determined to perform an investigation, inquiry, and exposure for the benefit of the public. Although they are a relatively unknown group, they still received 3,754 reports, including 480 deaths, as of August 5, 2021. The IPC states that these numbers represent only 1-3% of the true prevalence in the population, which means that according to this data, the number of deaths in Israel is around 48,000 and adverse events approximate 375,400. Also in Israel, statistics from worldometers.info shows a massive spike in deaths when the vaccination started. Before the immunization campaign began, there were hardly any daily COVID deaths in Israel. Right after the vaccination project was launched, the daily death toll rose from 1 to 3 to 75 to 100 deaths a day. Another Israeli website reporting vaccine injuries is seethetruth.club/COVID-19-vaccine-victims, where one can see innumerable testimonials of people who suffered greatly from the shock. In the US, a similar website called 1000covidstories.com shows an ever-increasing amount of videos from people who died or had severe reactions to the COVID shots. Also, the website called thecovidworld.com shows the personal stories of a large number of people who died from the shots. We must understand that nothing like this has ever happened before in history, where thousands of people come forward to share their suffering following an immunization. The reason people do this now is because their adverse reactions are not at all, like the criminal health agencies say, headaches, dizziness, and flu-like symptoms. The reactions are extremely severe, often disabling people for life. The injuries are in fact so severe that people around the world are stepping forward to warn humanity. Brazil, Indiana, Brazil, the official vaccine death count is 32,000 during a 5-month period. The report was published on uol.com.br, which reportedly has about the same number of page views as cnn.com, according to data from SimilarWeb. Despite these high amounts of deaths following vaccination, the report states, vaccination is still the best way to control the disease, worldwide genocide, when we once again remind ourselves that in general less than 1% of vaccine adverse events is being reported, and of that number the majority, in the USA 500%, is being hidden by the officials. We clearly see that the worldwide genocide is a reality. The aggression with which this verifiable fact is being denied and suppressed by fact-checkers, social media giants, news media, government officials, and health agencies shows the severity of this unprecedented worldwide criminal operation. Science proves vaccine damage, strokes, heart attacks, heart inflammation, cancer, a study by the University of San Francisco, or Salk Institute, shows that the vaccines turn the human body into a spike protein factory, making trillions of spikes that cause blood clots, which cause strokes and heart attacks. Point one, another study confirms how the vaccines can cause deadly blood clots that in turn cause heart attacks and strokes. The New England Journal of Medicine shows how the jabs cause heart inflammation. And the same journal published a study about the dramatic increase of miscarriages. Point five, several studies prove the reality of antibody-dependent enhancement. Also, the occurrence of infertility and reduced sperm count is confirmed. Lastly, a study showed that the injections cause cancer. Exempt from liability, no vaccine manufacturer takes responsibility. The past decades, several official government agreements were signed in nations across the world that provide every vaccine manufacturer with 100% protection from any and all liability. It doesn't matter how much destruction their products may cause, how many millions of deaths and permanent disabilities they inflict, nobody has any recourse. Governments worldwide made sure that no vaccine company can ever be held accountable for what they are doing to people around the world. No health insurance will ever cover the costs resulting from vaccine damage. They simply do not reimburse the vaccinated when they get into trouble. You're completely on your own. Nobody will come to your rescue. Yet, the same governments that refuse to protect you from possible destruction of your health, life, and beloved ones mandate these deadly injections and require them for shopping, travel, gatherings, and even banking services. Do the injections even work? Health officials worldwide say they are not effective. World-renowned vaccine developer Geert Van den Bosch, MVD, PhD, warns that these injections destroy the body's immune system, making the vaccinated vulnerable for every new variant of the disease one. He also says mass vaccination campaigns during a pandemic of highly infectious variants failed to control viral transmission. Instead of contributing to building herd immunity, they dramatically delay natural establishment of herd immunity. This is why the ongoing universal vaccination campaigns are absolutely detrimental to public and global health. 1B, the Nobel Prize winner in medicine Dr. Luc Montagnier sounds the alarm that these vaccines are creating the dangerous new variants. And in Israel, the statistics show clearly a dramatic increase in COVID deaths once immunization started, see earlier in this report. The Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett even says that the people who are most at risk now are those who received two doses of the vaccine, ongoing injections. Those who organize this criminal operation want to ensure that nobody in the world will be able to live without ongoing injections, with tremendous death and destruction as a result, while no insurance company will ever reimburse any victim, and the vaccine companies are 100% shielded. In the island nation Seychelles, there were hardly any COVID deaths, but once they started vaccinating the population, the deaths increased 100-fold. In Australia, a young couple was refused access to their own newborn baby for 8 days, even though they were fully vaccinated. The chief health officer from Australia, Dr. Jeanette Young, gave the following revealing explanation for this inhumane situation: just because you are vaccinated doesn't mean that you won't get infected. That's why we could not allow that family to go and visit their baby. Anthony Fauci also made it crystal clear. The CDC is considering mask mandates for the vaccinated. 5. The vaccinated increasingly test positive for COVID, therefore they will need to keep wearing masks. 6. The vaccinated still need to avoid eating in restaurants. 7. And the vaccinated carry the Delta variant as much as the unvaccinated. 8. So according to Fauci, the vaccines basically do nothing. Yet he insists on mandating these useless injections for travel. 9. The same was publicly stated by the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who said, 10. Can I now meet my friends and family members indoors if they are vaccinated? There I am afraid the answer is no, because we're not yet at that stage. We're still very much in the world where you can meet friends and family outdoors, under the rule of 6, or 2 households. And even if your friends and family members may be vaccinated, the vaccines are not giving 100% protection, and that's why we need to be cautious. A research article published in Trends in Internal Medicine by Dr. J. Barclasson, MD, is titled, 11, U.S. COVID-19 Vaccines Proven to Cause More Harm Than Good Based on Pivotal Clinical Trial Data Analyzed Using the Proper Scientific Endpoint. All cause severe morbidity. Even the CDC admitted that the injections offer no protection against the Delta variants and coming variants, and all COVID measures therefore need to stay in place. 12. Yet they keep insisting that everybody must be vaccinated. The Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, Australia, said we have to prepare to live with a constant cycle of ongoing COVID booster injections for the foreseeable future. 13. Moderna's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tal Sachs, said that the vaccines do not bring life back to normal. 14. This was confirmed by the Director of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom, who said, 15. A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged. A study by The Lancet showed that the Delta variant is freely transmitted among the vaccinated. 16. This was confirmed by a study that showed how in July 2021, following multiple large public events in a Barnstable County, Massachusetts, town, 469 COVID-19 cases were identified among Massachusetts residents who had traveled to the town during July 3rd to 17th. 346, 74%, occurred in fully vaccinated persons. 17. False deceptive. According to health officials around the world, the vaccines do not protect anyone from getting infected, do not prevent transmission, and people still need to wear masks, keep distance, isolate themselves, be quarantined, etc. 74% of infected people of a midsummer outbreak were vaccinated. The start of immunization campaigns shows also dramatic spikes in deaths. In short, nothing changes. Yet, they want to make constant booster injections part of our lives. The claim, the vaccines are safe and effective, is therefore proven false and deceptive. Permanently altered DNA, the human genome is being modified. Dr. Carrie Madge studied vaccines and transhumanism for 2 decades. She issued a warning to humanity in her documentary, The Battle for Humanity, produced by Stop World Control. She warned that these injections could permanently change the human DNA, with potentially disastrous outcomes. Fact-checkers around the world, who are often paid by the vaccine industry, jumped to deny this and label it as fake news. Facebook also made it their policy to censor all voices that warned how this experimental gene therapy could potentially alter the human genome. Until, a Facebook employee recorded and released an insider Zoom meeting with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who literally told his staff that the injections do indeed change the human DNA. These are his exact words. We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. A patented transhuman, and no longer a human with human rights, Dr. Chinda Brandolino is a Latin American physician who has been speaking out about the fact that once the human genome is altered, that person is no longer considered an original human being, but has become a transhuman, and therefore loses human rights. Furthermore, she explains that the altered DNA and RNA can be patented, making that genetically modified person property of the patent holders. The implications of this are highly alarming. Dangerous toxins, graphene oxide in vials alters the electromagnetic field. The world-renowned biophysicist Andreas Kalker developed an effective treatment for COVID-19, which is used by over 500 physicians in 23 countries. His treatment, which consists of therapeutic-grade chlorine dioxide, slashed the daily death rates in Bolivia from 100 deaths a day to virtually zero at the beginning of the pandemic. It was used by the police, military, and politicians in several Latin American countries. This same biophysicist has discovered that the vaccines contain large amounts of graphene oxide, up to 95%. He warns that the graphene oxide which is being injected into humans is altering their electromagnetic field. 1. What we are concerned about is the side effects it has. This isn't described in medicine, but it's described in my field, biophysics. What happens? The body needs its electromolecular capabilities to work. The heart beats because there's a magnetic field that creates, subsequently, the electricity for pumping and everything else. Graphene is completely altering our electromagnetic field, something that has never happened before. What we're seeing is something in vivo with some dramatic effects. We have been watching a lot of videos of people who are dying after being vaccinated. You see people spasming. These spasms have, for example, very specific frequencies, and they are the same in all kinds of spasms. These spasms clearly indicate that there is a disruption of the human electromagnetic fields, the presence of graphene oxide, among other toxic materials like aluminum, LNP capsids. PEG and parasites in the vaccines was further confirmed by Dr. Robert Young. The Scientists Club also released a report with abundant microphotographic evidence of nanoparticles being present in the vaccines, major revelations on what is in the COV2-19 vaccines, with the use of electron, phase, dark field, bright field, and other types of microscopy from the original research of Dr. Robert Young and his scientific team. Confirming what the La Quinta Columna researchers found, toxic nanometallic content with magnetotoxic, cytotoxic, and genotoxic effects, as well as identified life-threatening parasites. In addition, in 2008, Hongjia Dai and colleagues at Stanford University found graphene oxide. Dramatic blood changes, microscopic research reveals changes in blood of vaccinated. Dr. Robert Young also discovered how the blood of vaccinated people changes dramatically after the injection with mRNA. The following image reveals the normal healthy state of the red blood cells, which are even in color, even in shape, and even in size. The second micrograph taken under phase contrast microscopy reveals the live blood 24 hours after the mRNA vaccine, now containing crystallized red blood cells called Heinz bodies, biological transformations of red and white blood cells. Large simplasts of graphene oxide crystals center and orotic acid crystals in the upper right-hand corner of the micrograph. Many more microscopic images can be found on the website of Dr. Young, where one can also see evidence of the presence of graphene oxide in the vaccine vials. A German team of researchers discovered something very disturbing. When placed under a lamp that warms the vials to about 30 degrees Celsius, 85 degrees F, they recorded on video how complex crystals were being formed. See, there is even far more going on with these injections. A quick search on BitChute or Rumble reveals many more videos with footage of the vaccines or the blood of the vaccinated. What is uncovered is horrific: living organisms in the vaccines, red blood cells clogging together, all kinds of dangerous toxins, crystals that are performing mysterious tasks. Nanorobots that are injected in the bloodstream, after which they spread to the brain and all the organs in the body, self-assembling nanoparticles that begin to form different structures inside the blood, and so on. Nothing of all of this is being made public by the vaccine manufacturers, but since all their vaccines appear to have the same kind of highly dangerous contents, it is clear they are all collaborating in a hidden nefarious agenda: self-assembling graphene oxide nanotech in Pfizer vaccine, self-assembling nanotech in Moderna vaccines, lethal toxins. Research by world-renowned scientists reveals the presence of highly toxic substances in the vaccines that alter the body's electromagnetic field, which disrupts the normal functioning of the human body. The injections also dramatically alter the human blood, with even more serious health risks. There is self-assembling nanotech in some vaccines, and other vials show complex crystals being formed. On top of that, the human genome is permanently modified, changing the vaccinated into transhumans who are no longer considered original humans, and who are owned by those who own the patents of the DNA modifications. Fraud with COVID deaths. Worldwide fraud dramatically inflated COVID deaths, the excuse for murdering millions of people with these extremely dangerous injections is that it supposedly prevents people from dying from COVID. The reality is, however, that the worldwide number of so-called COVID deaths is the greatest lie in history. All over the world, it was revealed that over 95% of all people who were registered as COVID deaths died from other causes. The Italian politician Vittorio Sgarbi exclaimed in the Italian Chamber of Deputies, 1, it is necessary to be united against dictatorships and to be united in the truth. Let's not make this the chamber of lies. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Don't say there's 25,000 dead. It's not true. Don't use the dead for rhetoric and terrorism. Figures from the Higher Institute of Health say 96.3% died of other diseases, while supposed COVID deaths went through the roof. Statistics in several countries showed that suddenly there are no more flu deaths. In the USA alone, there are almost 40 million cases of the flu every year, but since COVID hit, this number dropped to less than 2,000. Where did all the tens of millions of flu patients go? They are now all being registered as COVID. A forensic German coroner, Professor Dr. Klaus Puschel, examined more than 140 coronadalities in Hamburg at the start of the pandemic. On German TV, he said that the hysteria around the coronavirus has been gravely exaggerated. All the people who died had underlying disorders and would have died quickly anyway, with or without the virus, according to Puschel, adding that there is no killer virus. 80% of patients suffered from cardiovascular disease and the average age was 80 years. Healthy people don't have to worry, says Puschel. The coroner also predicted that corona will not even cause a peak in the annual mortality rate, a prediction which turned out to be accurate. 2, a prominent newspaper in Belgium, De Tijd, discussed how the government announced that some 3,000 elderly people had died of COVID-19. Partly because of these figures, the entire country was placed in an extreme lockdown, with horrifying destruction as a result. However, further research showed that only 3% of the deceased had been tested. This means that not 3,000 but only 90 people might have had COVID. 3. Medical professionals around the world have testified of being pressured by their supervisors to report every and all patients as COVID and register every death, no matter what the cause was, as a COVID death. The internet has been flooded by thousands of testimonies of outraged people who said that they went to a doctor or hospital for issues unrelated to COVID-19 and to their amazement they were registered as a COVID patient. 4. Dr. Elke de Klerk, the founder of Doctors for Truth in the Netherlands, testified that she received secret messages in the dossiers of terminally ill patients, requesting that these people should be registered as COVID deaths. 5. Project Veritas called several funeral directors in New York, and they testified how every dead person was registered as COVID, while everybody knew that was not correct. 6. Minnesota Senator Scott Jensen, who is also a practicing physician, revealed on Fox News that U.S. hospitals receive huge financial incentives to register patients as COVID. For every person they registered as a COVID death, they are paid $39,000. This has been confirmed by medical professionals around the world. 7. The technical director of CNN, Charlie Chester, was secretly filmed by a Project Veritas undercover journalist, while he admitted that CNN inflated the death rates because fear sells. 8. A Zoom meeting with African officials was leaked, revealing how they were discussing ways to ramp up COVID numbers in order to continue the lockdowns. 9. National File has obtained a recording of a Zoom video conference call between physicians and a marketing director at Novant Heath New Hanover Regional Medical Center, a group of 20 hospitals, clinics, and offices that treat patients in North Carolina and South Carolina. In the recording, Mary Rudick, MD, tells Director of Marketing Carolyn Fisher and another hospital employee that she wants the hospitals to become more scary to the public by inflating the number of COVID-19 patients. And by using messaging that falsely tells individuals, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. 10. New York was the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the heart of New York is the famous Elmhurst Hospital, where supposedly more people died from this virus than anywhere else in the world. It was literally the epicenter within the epicenter of the pandemic. For this reason, an experienced nurse from Florida, Erin Olszewski, decided to go there to help with the crisis. What she saw in this world-famous hospital, however, filled her with so much horror that she decided to take a hidden camera with her to film what was going on. Patients who repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 are still registered as confirmed COVID-19 and treated as such. They are put on a respirator in a COVID ward, which causes them to die. In a revealing documentary by Journeyman Pictures, this nurse talks about the crime she constantly sees happening in Elmhurst. She shows on her smartphone how a patient indeed tested negative for COVID-19 twice, and yet was registered as confirmed COVID-19. She explains that this happens all the time in Elmhurst, deception and murder resulting in high COVID-19 mortality rates that are trumpeted by the media. 11, funeral director speaks out, and undertaker witnesses massive government crimes. One very revealing eyewitness account comes from a funeral director from the UK, John O'Loney. For 10 years he was part of one of the largest funeral companies in the United Kingdom. John worked with the BBC to document what was going on with the pandemic and closely worked with a government official appointed for the pandemic. This undertaker is connected to 45 other funeral directors and has therefore a very clear overview of what is going on. What he discloses is shocking. First of all, he testifies that neither he or any of the other funeral directors he knows saw an increase of deaths during the so-called pandemic. That was striking, as on television they constantly saw mass numbers of deaths propagated, but in the real world there was not a sign of that. During March 2020, however, John was suddenly called night after night, for 3 weeks, specifically to care homes. All who died there were labeled as COVID. He never saw a doctor in attendance, nor a COVID test once. At the same time, there was a sudden 1,000% increase of purchases of midazolam. A nurse told him secretly how they were instructed to administer lethal doses of this drug to the elderly to mass exterminate them. These high numbers of deaths were then used to promote the narrative of a COVID pandemic. He was also approached by a government pandemic official who told him they had to label each and every death as COVID. People run over by cars, heart attacks, cancer patients, it didn't matter what killed them, they all had to be labeled as COVID deaths. That was a direct instruction from the government. Once the government started mass vaccinating the British population, John says the deaths suddenly skyrocketed. I've never seen anything like it, as a funeral director for 15 years. And it began exactly when they began putting needles in arms. I've never seen a death rate like that again. It was awful, awful. That were pandemic numbers, but it was only after they started vaccinating, never before that point. John explains that as many as they possibly could were labeled as COVID deaths. That first wave of immunizations and resulting deaths lasted for about 12 weeks. Then there was a very quiet period, followed again by a wave of deaths of new people who were vaccinated. Every funeral director with an ounce of honesty will tell you that all those who are dying all around us are vaccine recipients. There is no COVID pandemic, and I am living proof of that. It's all designed to make you take the vaccine. In my network of funeral directors, not a single child has died of COVID. So there is no reason whatsoever to put these gene therapies into children. Here we have a depopulation agenda. It's the vaccines that are killing the people, and I am seeing that firsthand as a funeral director. Worldwide fraud, all over the world, hospitals and medical staff are paid handsomely to fraudulently register all patients as COVID. The hundreds of millions of flu cases every year, all over the world, are now all considered COVID. Doctors are pressured by governments to register every patient as COVID, and they get hidden messages requiring them to register dying patients as COVID deaths. Funeral directors admit they see false COVID registrations all the time, and CNN technical director Chester admitted they inflated COVID numbers. A network of 20 hospitals is caught inflating the COVID numbers to create fear, and an African official is seen in a Zoom call discussing how to ramp up COVID. A nurse testifies how large numbers of patients are murdered to increase COVID deaths, and innumerable people worldwide are outraged because they were incorrectly registered as COVID. The Italian politician Vittorio is infuriated because he sees how the chamber is lying, only a small percentage died of COVID. And a funeral director witnesses the murder of thousands of elderly to create so-called COVID deaths. He and dozens of other funeral directors were instructed by the British government to label every death as COVID. Once the vaccination started, they all witnessed an unprecedented explosion of deaths. Only the vaccinated died. During the 1918 Spanish flu, only vaccine recipients died. In 1918, a disastrous number of 50 to 100 million people supposedly died of what was called the Spanish flu. An expert eyewitness of this event was the medical scientist Eleanor McBean. PhD, ND who wrote a book with her first-hand experiences of what was truly going on. Point 1, 2, she explains there wasn't really a flu, but mass vaccinations had been imposed on the population, causing flu-like symptoms, a host of different illnesses, and massive deaths. She knew of not a single unvaccinated person who died of this alleged Spanish flu, while most vaccinated lost their lives. I was an on-the-spot observer of the 1918 influenza epidemic. All the doctors and people who were living at the time of the 1918 Spanish influenza epidemic say it was the most terrible disease the world has ever had. Strong men, hale and hearty one day would be dead the next. The disease had the characteristics of the Black Death added to typhoid. Diphtheria, pneumonia, smallpox, paralysis, and all the diseases the people had been vaccinated with immediately following World War I. Practically the entire population had been injected, seeded, with a dozen or more diseases, or toxic serums. When all those doctor-made diseases started breaking out all at once, it was tragic. That pandemic dragged on for 2 years, kept alive with the addition of more poison drugs administered by the doctors who tried to suppress the symptoms. As far as I could find out, the flu hit only the vaccinated. Those who had refused the shots escaped the flu. My family had refused all the vaccinations, so we remained well all the time. We knew from the health teachings of Graham, Trail, Tilden, and others, that people cannot contaminate the body with poisons without causing disease. When the flu was at its peak, all the stores were closed as well as the schools, businesses, even the hospital, as the doctors and nurses had been vaccinated too and were down with the flu. No one was on the streets. It was like a ghost town. We, who didn't take in any vaccines, seemed to be the only family which didn't get the flu, so my parents went from house to house doing what they could to look after the sick, as it was impossible to get a doctor then. If it were possible for germs, bacteria, virus, or bacilli to cause disease, they had plenty of opportunity to attack my parents when they were spending many hours a day in the sick rooms. But they didn't get the flu and they didn't bring any germs home to attack us children and cause anything. None of our family had the flu, not even a sniffle, and it was in the winter with deep snow on the ground. It has been said that the 1918 flu epidemic killed 20 million people throughout the world. But, actually, the doctors killed them with their crude and deadly treatments and drugs. This is a harsh accusation, but it is nevertheless true, judging by the success of the drugless doctors in comparison with that of the medical doctors. While the medical men and medical hospitals were losing 33% of their flu cases, the non-medical hospitals such as Battle Creek, Kellogg, and McFadden's Health Restorium were getting almost 100% healings with their water cure. Baths, enemas, etc., fasting and certain other simple healing methods, followed by carefully worked out diets of natural foods. One health doctor didn't lose a patient in 8 years. The very successful health treatment of one of those drugless doctors who didn't lose any patients will be given in the other part of this book, titled Vaccination Condemned, to be published a little later. If the medical doctors had been as advanced as the drugless doctors, there would not have been those 20 million deaths from the medical flu treatment. There was 7 times more disease among the vaccinated soldiers than among the unvaccinated civilians, and the diseases were those they had been vaccinated against. One soldier who had returned from overseas in 1912 told me that the army hospitals were filled with cases of infantile paralysis and he wondered why grown men should have an infant disease. Now, we know that paralysis is a common after effect of vaccine poisoning. Those at home didn't get the paralysis until after the worldwide vaccination campaign in 1918. 7 men dropped dead in a doctor's office after being vaccinated. Letters were sent to their families that they had been killed in military action. Eleanor McBean, PhD, ND, her expert medical eyewitness account was later confirmed by autopsies that showed there indeed wasn't a flu, but the suffering was caused by random dosages of an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccines, which to this day mimics flu-like symptoms. The massive, multiple assaults with additional vaccines on the unprepared immune systems of soldiers and civilians created a killing field. Those that were not vaccinated were not affected. The real solution, early treatment. Why is every effective cure for COVID suppressed? If the toxic COVID injections offer no solution for the COVID-19 disease, how can we then help humanity? The answer is simple. From the very start of this worldwide health crisis, there were many prominent scientists and medical doctors who exclaimed how they were successfully treating many thousands of COVID patients using existing drugs that are known for their safety and efficacy. There is, for example, the world-famous French professor Didier Raoult, director of one of the largest research groups in infectious diseases and microbiology. He is the most cited microbiologist in Europe according to ISI and trained more than 457 foreign scientists in his lab since 1998 with more than 1,950 articles referred in ISI or PubMed and is considered the world's foremost expert on infectious diseases. Professor Raoult started treating COVID patients with a medicine that has been around for over 60 years and is famous for its safety and efficiency in defeating coronaviruses, hydroxychloroquine. Professor Raoult treated over 4,000 patients with hydroxychloroquine azithromycin and virtually all of them recovered. With the exception of a handful very elderly who already had several morbidities, this incredible success inspired many other medical doctors around the world to start using the same drug. In the Netherlands, Dr. Rob Elens gave all his COVID patients hydroxychloroquine combined with zinc and saw a 100% recovery rate in an average of 4 days. Nobody needed to be hospitalized. Along with 2,700 other medical professionals, this physician sent a letter to the Dutch government asking them to include HCQ into the standard protocol. Dr. Elens and other Dutch medical doctors set up a COVID-19 self-care website with information on how to prevent and overcome COVID-19 using HCQ and zinc. In New York, the family practitioner Dr. Vladimir Zelenko treated over 500 COVID patients at the beginning of the pandemic with hydroxychloroquine zinc azithromycin. He also had a 100% recovery rate, with hardly any side effects, and no hospitalizations. As of August 2021, Dr. Zelenko and his team successfully treated over 6,000 COVID patients. He developed a protocol to treat COVID-19 which became world famous and is saving the lives of millions of thousands of people around the world. The Zelenko protocol is used by, for example, the online telemedicine platform SpeakWithAnMD.com and the vast network of 800,000 members of America's frontline doctors. Hundreds of studies confirm the effectiveness of HCQ in treating COVID-19 and preventing hospitalization and death. 5, 6, 7, world-leading scientists Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Peter McCullough are both the most published medical experts in their field. Both these physicians and their teams have successfully treated tens of thousands of COVID patients using, for example, ivermectin. Dr. Corey and his team of top medical experts studied the entire medical literature for over 9 months and found that ivermectin proves to be a miracle drug that effectively prevents and treats COVID-19. 63 studies have confirmed the effectiveness of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. 8, 9, 10, biophysicist Andreas Kalker used chlorine dioxide to slash the daily death rate of 100 to 0 in Bolivia and was asked to treat the military, police and politicians in several Latin American nations. His worldwide network, Commusaf.com, consists of thousands of physicians, academics, scientists, and lawyers who are promoting this effective treatment. Treatment info, suppression of treatments. Physicians around the world are persecuted. With so many available options to successfully treat COVID-19, why is there still such an outcry for a vaccine? And why is the majority of the population not even aware of the available treatments? The answer is shocking and shows once more what is going on in our world. All over the world, physicians who were successfully treating COVID patients encountered the unthinkable. They were intimidated and shut down by the government. America's frontline doctors informed the world about the safe and effective cures for COVID during their first White Coat Summit in 2020. This broadcast was viewed over 20 million times in a few hours, but then they were shut down all across the board. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and even their website was taken down by Squarespace. Dr. David Brownstein from Michigan, a leading holistic practitioner, had successfully treated over 120 COVID patients, but his entire medical blog was removed. Dr. Rob Elens, who successfully treated all his COVID patients in the Netherlands, was threatened by the government that he would lose his license if he continued treating these people. Dr. Joseph Merkula, a leading voice worldwide in healthy living, published information on how to treat COVID and was forced to delete his content after Google had already banned him. Professor Raoult, who is one of the most respected scientists in the world, is suddenly slandered all over the internet. Dr. Zelenko, who successfully treated over 6,000 patients, among whom two presidents and the Israeli health minister, is also bashed all over the web and even had to leave his community because of the backlash. The biophysicist Andreas Kalker was deplatformed from all major social media, his book was removed from Amazon, and even his scientific account on ResearchGate was deleted. All these are just a few of the examples of physicians and scientists who successfully treat COVID patients, who faced massive opposition. Never before in the history of mankind has it occurred that a proven working and safe drug for an illness has been kept from the world through such an internationally coordinated effort. It's clear that people are not supposed to recover from COVID because the world population needs to be scared into accepting this lethal injection. All the evidence for this censoring of physicians can be found here. StopWorldControl.com/full-ultimate-mind-control. Chilean president unveils plan to control human thought. As we all know, the goal of criminals is to always increase their power and wealth. They are never satisfied, but continually crave for more power and money. Ultimately, they want to play God over the whole world, where everybody will be their servant. To keep increasing their power, there is one thing they need: the blind obedience of the masses. Only a totally ignorant and utterly obedient population will collaborate with their plans. That's why they have been buying the entire world's mainstream news media, education systems, healthcare, and government agencies, etc., so they can use all of that to spread their brainwashing propaganda to every mind in every corner of the world. Still, they don't stop here, as they are fully aware that not everybody blindly believes everything that is said on television. Therefore, their plan to gain 100% control over the minds of all of humanity have further developed. Recently, their agenda has been voiced loud and clear by the Chilean president Sebastián Piñera. In a public speech, he bluntly announced to the entire nation, "Let's hear what the leaders of the world launch in this community. It is the possibility that machines can read our thoughts and can even insert thoughts, insert feelings. 5G is a tremendous leap. It's a cosmic leap, a Copernican leap, because really what 5G technology is going to mean is an even greater shift in our lives than all the previous technologies have meant. It offers the possibility that machines can read our thoughts and can even insert thoughts, insert feelings. That's not just going to change life, it's going to transform it. 5G in the actual nervous system of our society, just like that. It is to modernize our state, to be a change that reaches every home in our country. 1. After stealing our voices through aggressive censorship, stealing our votes through election fraud, stealing our money through ever-increasing taxes, they will now steal our very own thoughts and feelings through 5G. That will be the summum of their tyranny, as they will be able to impose the desired thoughts and feelings onto the whole world, so nobody will even be able to divert from their narrative anymore. Is that why Klaus Schwab so confidently states in his promotional videos about the near future, you will own nothing, have no privacy, and you will be happy? Could it be that he is referring to an artificially induced state of fake happiness? That feelings of frustration about having no privacy or private possessions will simply be removed from the population, and everybody will be hypnotized to blindly comply and smile all day long, while they have lost everything that makes them unique individuals. What does this have to do with this vaccine report? It could be more than we are aware of right now. In order for 5G to be able to modify the thoughts and feelings of the population, it requires another element, nanoparticles inside of the brains of people that receive and transmit the 5G signals. It turns out that the substance that is most efficient in communicating with 5G is the very substance that is massively present in the COVID injections, graphene oxide. 3. 4. No substance on Earth communicates better with 5G than graphene oxide 5, and no substance in existence is more efficient in penetrating the human brain and manipulating human thoughts and feelings than graphene oxide. One company that has been using graphene to manipulate the human brain for medical purposes is INBRN Neuroelectronics. Their website states, "We use graphene, the thinnest material known to man, to build the new generation of neural interfaces for brain restoration to help patients around the world." The company highlights its technology as being able to read a person's brain, detect specific neurological patterns, and then control that person's neurology to alter their brain function. In their own words, 6, our graphene brain interfaces have the capability of reading at a resolution never seen before, as well as detecting therapy-specific biomarkers and triggering highly focal adaptive neuromodulation for increased outcomes in personalized neurological therapies. It appears that the intention of INBRN is to merely help people with neurological disorders. But the reason I mention them is to illustrate how graphene is indeed the best substance to alter the human brain. And again, it works better with 5G than anything else. The fact that it is massively present in the COVID vaccines is therefore highly disturbing, especially if we know what the agenda is of the world leaders. As described by the Chilean president, 5G offers the possibility that machines can read our thoughts and can even insert feelings. Another element we have to touch on, to end this report, is the clear and public agenda of the globalists to end humanity as we know it and steer humanity into becoming cyborgs. This is clearly explained in detail in the book of Klaus Schwab, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. He strongly believes humans need to become one with machines that are fully connected to the cloud and who are surveilled and controlled by artificial intelligence. That's why he says nobody will have any form of privacy anymore, yet they will be happy. How well Schwab masters the skill of deception with cleverly chosen words to hide his true intents is seen clearly at the end of his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. In the end, it all comes down to people and values. We need to shape a future that works for all of us by putting people first and empowering them. In its most pessimistic, dehumanized form, the Fourth Industrial Revolution may indeed have the potential to robotize humanity and thus to deprive us of our heart and soul. But as a complement to the best parts of human nature, creativity, empathy, stewardship, it can also lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness based on a shared sense of destiny. It is incumbent on us all to make sure the latter prevails. What he says here is that humans need to be empowered and may not turned into robots. However, then he concludes which must prevail, lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness. What does that mean? It means exactly what it says. Every human will think and feel the exact same way, we will all share the same collective consciousness. This means total brain manipulation of all of humanity. Every soul on earth will be submitted to the narrative that the world leaders prescribe, or in Schwab's clever words, humanity will have a new collective consciousness. No longer will Google, Facebook, or Twitter need to censor anybody's voice, because the fourth industrial revolution will ensure that all of humanity is lifted into the same mindset. That's the ultimate goal of these criminals. The hypocrisy of Schwab is sickening, as this is exactly what he says should not happen. This is literally turning humans into robots who can no longer think for themselves, but who will all be forced to share one and the same mind. The agenda is crystal clear. Humanity must be digitized and connected to artificial intelligence that will tell everyone what to think and feel. Key to this is injecting humanity with nanotechnology that turns every person into a walking antenna that can receive and transmit all kinds of signals. Could that be the reason they insist on imposing never-ending injections onto humanity? Is it so they can continually increase the presence of graphene oxide and other nanotechnology inside of people? Shifting them more and more to the new era of cyborgs and transhumans? If that wasn't exactly what the World Economic Forum has been promoting for the past decades, and what is explained in their recent articles, books, and videos, I would consider this to be the scenario of a bad movie. But it is no movie. It's in reality what these mad psychopaths are cooking up in their insane minds as the future for humanity, evidence that graphene oxide is in the vaccines, ultimate control, after hiding their agenda for many decades, labeling every discovery of it as a silly conspiracy theory. Now the globalist madmen come out into the open with their insane ideas. 5G will insert thoughts and feelings into everyone. Klaus Schwab explains his dream for humanity to all share the same consciousness, which they of course program for us. The key to this is inserting nanotechnology like graphene oxide into the human body, which travels to the brain, and can then receive and transmit 5G signals. Is this why these vaccines are mandated for all of humanity, and why they contain specifically this very substance that is used for brain manipulation, and works best with 5G, monopoly, the criminal elite? How the world is deceived by super-rich criminals, who could organize such a worldwide operation, and why would they want to commit such crimes against humanity? We find the answer in the documentary Monopoly by Tim Gielen. Published by Stop World Control. This excellent documentary shows in great detail, providing all the evidence on screen, how the entire mainstream media and health industry worldwide is owned by a small number of super-rich families. Those who own the major vaccine manufacturers also own the major hospital networks, and they collaborate closely with the government health officials, making it a piece of cake to impose rules on the entire healthcare community to register every patient as COVID. Creating a pandemic based on inflated numbers is therefore no problem. Monopoly reveals how a network of multi-billionaire criminals have strategically been buying the entire world in order to fulfill their agenda of becoming supreme rulers over all of humanity. The desire to rule the world is as old as the world itself, as we see throughout history how one psychopathic warlord after another tried to become the ultimate dominator of the world. It was, however, never truly possible, until now. Technology and the internet opened unprecedented possibilities to control virtually the entire world with the touch of one finger. Google, Twitter, and Facebook are all owned by the same people. If they say, silence all medical doctors who promote COVID cures, it happens in the blink of an eye. They also own most banks, so once they say, shut down all accounts of those who refuse vaccines, it can be done without questioning. The same goes for the air travel industry, which is also owned by that same group. Never before in the history of mankind have we faced such a threat by extremely rich criminals who have been seizing ownership of virtually every aspect of our world. The result is a 100% lawless, unconstitutional, extremely corrupt power grab by a hidden group of super rich criminals whom nobody elected, but who overthrow every democracy, ignore every law, and execute their every wish, simply by waving a few billions of dollars in the face of the rest of the world, while the world population thought they were democratically electing people who would represent them and fight for their rights and freedoms. The elections worldwide have been rigged for many decades, placing servants of this criminal group into every government. They have also been positioning their puppets as the world's highest judges, so the entire judicial system would be no threat to them. The U.S. Supreme Court and basically all major international courts have been packed with their servants. The current takeover of the world is something that has been planned for many decades, or in fact centuries, as world domination has always been the ultimate desire of these criminal families. The question is why these super-rich people would want to murder a large part of humanity. The answer is that they want to replace at least half, and ultimately the majority, of all jobs with artificial intelligence. Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum said openly that in a few years 40% of all jobs will be performed by AI. This means there will be way too many people on the earth who have nothing to do. The world-renowned monument, not too long ago erected in the state of Georgia, called the Georgia Guidestones, shows clearly the plan, as it states shamelessly, the world population needs to be reduced to about 500 million people. This eugenics agenda is nothing new, but has been at the forefront of the strategy of super-rich globalists. In order to maintain their positions of power and control, they have to dramatically reduce the world population. But they don't only want to murder the majority of humanity. Their plans go further than that. Their goal is to impose a new world order of total tyranny over every human soul on Earth. New World Order, Australia and no longer hides what is going on. For decades, the tyrannical system of worldwide oppression and control, called the New World Order, was labeled a conspiracy theory. But as it is with all so-called conspiracy theories, after some time they prove to be more than theories. In Australia, the health officials no longer hide their agenda, and have been calling their COVID tyranny literally the New World Order. This is what the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, Kerry Guychant, said during a public broadcast. We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order. Yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Brad Hazard, the Australian Health Minister, said the following words, that's just the way it is. We have got to accept that this is the new world order. An Australian news reporter announced new restrictions with the following words, also the new world order that will come into force at 12 p.m. at midnight tonight, new restrictions on various businesses. Another Australian news broadcast said it like this, the new world order, our army comes marching in, partnering with police to help enforce the country's tough new quarantine laws, the day that the new restrictions came into place, the news reporter said. Today is the first full day of the new world order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to 2 people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10 kilometers radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only 1 person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people. What is the excuse for this inhumane tyranny? 14 supposed COVID deaths during all of 2021. While in 2017 over 4,000 people died in Australia from influenza and pneumonia, who are the culprits? Meet the noble families that rule the world. This report has shown us that an almost unimaginably large worldwide operation has been launched to tell the entire world there is a virus that causes an incurable deadly disease. And only a rushed, experimental injection can save us. Every natural death is relabeled as a COVID death. The hundreds of millions of yearly flu cases are now COVID. Countless elderly are murdered and then proclaimed as COVID deaths. And astronomical numbers of so-called cases and deaths are constantly propagated by news media and governments, creating a suffocating atmosphere of terror and fear. Meanwhile, every cure for COVID is aggressively suppressed, which literally murders thousands of people who could have easily been saved with these safe and proven treatments. Thousands of small business owners kill themselves as the lockdowns plunge them into debt and despair, and an incalculable amount of suffering is unleashed onto humanity. New World Order. All throughout the past century, government officials and globalists have been announcing the New World Order. When a researcher, however, publicly wrote about this coming New World Order, they were labeled conspiracy theorists. All over the internet, Wikipedia, fact-checkers, Google, news media, etc., it was said that this New World Order was nothing but a conspiracy theory, although many world leaders like the British Prime Minister Tony Blair and the American President George Bush talked about it all the time. Now, with the imposing of inhumane tyranny on the Australian population, the Australian government stops hiding and openly says that this is the New World Order. What more do we need to wake up and defend our lives? Every imaginable law is violated by governments, every constitution trampled upon, the most basic rights and freedoms of the world population are being removed, and an increasing number of nations mandate the experimental injections, causing an incomprehensible wave of death and destruction to flood humanity. The level of crime we see before our very eyes is absolutely staggering. It is clear that the world is being attacked by very powerful, influential, and well-organized criminals who stop at nothing to fulfill their plans. The question is who these entities are, how they have been able to become so powerful, and how we can defend ourselves. Before I explain who these criminals are, I need to tackle one important thing. Many people still consider the mention of a group of criminals who would want to harm humanity to be a conspiracy theory. But if we know our history, we understand the basic reality that there have always been power-hungry madmen whose sole desire it was to rule the entire world. Think of the Chinese, Persian, Greek, Roman, Spanish, British world empires, among many others. The lust for world domination is as old as the world itself. That's why it always amazes me when I see people react with mockery when I mention this basic reality. Even the name of my website, stopworldcontrol.com, is ridiculous to some. Ha ha ha, world control, what a stupid idea. This is alarming, as it shows how far the minds of some of us have been led astray from understanding even the most basic principles of human history. As recent as 80 years ago, the world was threatened by yet another madman who wanted to rule the entire world, with two consecutive world wars as a result. Is that a conspiracy theory too? The plan to control the entire world has always existed and has been expressed in countless forms all throughout the existence of humanity. A second basic reality of our world is that there have always been people, and even entire cultures, that dedicated themselves to the realm of evil. History shows crystal clear how many groups of people in the past were deeply involved in ritual child sacrifice. Burning of people alive, cutting open the chest of people and ripping out their beating heart, and many other inhumane practices. This was common in civilizations around the world, as most nations were submersed in the worship of demonic entities, which they considered their gods. India, Africa, Asia, Europe, America, every part of the world knew these practices. All throughout the history of mankind, up to this very day, there have been cruel and horrifying practices at the heart of certain cultures and ideologies. Nowadays, the public seems to be so severely brainwashed that when we warn for similar dark forces in our time, they immediately say, "That's a conspiracy theory." This inability to understand even the basics of human existence should alarm us. If we want to defend our lives, it is imperative that we understand how the same kind of wicked entities that terrorized our world all throughout the history of mankind are still around today. It is these kind of evil people who are at the heart of the criminal network that is behind the New World Order. Although it would take me too far to give all the details of who they are, I will try to lift the veil just enough to help you understand what exactly is threatening humanity. The following information comes from the Dutch website ellaster.nl, written by an anonymous researcher who has studied this criminal network, also called the Deep State or Cabal, for decades. What this expert investigator explains is confirmed by many other leading journalists around the world. What is typical for this network is that it's not just a bunch of individuals who band together, but the heart of this network consists of certain families, also called bloodlines. In Italy, there is, for example, the so-called Black Nobility, which consists of 13 bloodlines. I call them the Mafia on steroids. These families, along with other similar dynasties from other regions of the earth, have roots that go way back to very ancient cultures that were known for their total dedication to the powers of darkness. These people have become so perverted in their minds that they consider themselves superior to the rest of humanity. In fact, they look upon regular people as bugs, cattle, and dogs. That is literally how they write about us in their literature. Because they consider all of humanity to be without any value, they have no problems causing wars, pandemics, poisoning the world's air, water, and soil, or inflicting other kinds of suffering on the rest of us. They even believe that it's their destiny to rule over humanity, who are to become their slaves. All this is clearly stated in their spiritual literature. These families are organized in a pyramidal hierarchy, where ultimately everyone answers to the same puppet masters at the top. The key to their power is secrecy, so nobody can touch them. That's why the real leaders always stay in the shadows. The world population only sees puppets that operate on the visible stage of the world scene, like mind-programmed politicians, perverse Hollywood celebrities, wicked industrial leaders, corrupted media personalities, etc. Some better-known puppets are Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, the Clintons, the Bush family, etc. Although they appear to be rich and mighty, they are submitted to entities that are higher up in the hierarchy, who make sure they stay out of the picture. Secrecy is their strength. The goal of these noble families has always been to enslave all of humanity and rule over them as tyrannical gods. Their strategy has never been to do this through open wars. The reason they organize wars is to divide, weaken, and destroy humanity while enriching themselves. Their actual strategy of gaining world control is far more sophisticated. They infiltrate every aspect of our societies so they can manipulate the world from within. Their goal was always to own all the gold, silver, oil, energy, and money in the world. With their unlimited resources, they have been buying most of the world's industries, media, technologies, healthcare, etc. They can manipulate our entire society because they call the shots in virtually every aspect of our world, be it financial, healthcare, politics, travel, education, technology, and every imaginable industry. You don't need to be a genius for that, just a psychopath with an unquenchable lust for power. As I said before, all this is documented in detail in the quality documentary Monopoly on StopWorldControl.com. Please watch this documentary to see the evidence for what you are reading here. Another one of their strategies is to set up public world organizations, which are their visible platforms to work out their agenda. One of these has become very prominent during this pandemic and is called the World Health Organization, which is mostly financed by Bill Gates, an important public puppet of this criminal network. The WHO is literally dictating to all of humanity, think about this, what we can or cannot do when it comes to our health. Nobody elected the World Health Organization and nobody wants them to be around to bully every physician, nurse, and health practitioner into blind obedience. The WHO forces literally the entire world into unquestioning submission to their tyrannical guidelines that are more often anti-scientific than based on proper science. The WHO, for example, told the entire world to use the PCR test to discover COVID cases, while this test cannot discern between different types of pathogens and produces up to 93% of false positives. This totally flawed test is the main tool to tell the world there is a pandemic, while no medical device in history has ever been so unreliable. Yet this totally anti-scientific protocol is imposed on the entire world to promote the illusion of a global pandemic, which is mainly based on false positives. The hundreds of millions of so-called COVID cases are nothing but false positives, resulting from a fatally flawed test. The actual virus SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated and purified, therefore it is impossible to test for it. It's a scam of astronomical proportions. That's an example of how a world organization is used to roll out the agenda of submitting humanity to tyranny. In the name of protecting your health, a similar organization is the United Nations, who portrays itself as the so-called peacekeeper of this world. Their agenda is, however, to remove every nation's sovereignty and submit all of humanity to a one-world government. The UN works closely with the European Union and the NATO, which are similar carousels for the criminal families to set up a one-world government. Another important public puppet is the World Economic Forum, founded by Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum presents itself as a think tank for the rich and powerful of the world, where they seek solutions for the world's problems. Their magic word is sustainable development, which claims to ensure a better future for our world. Together with the UN, they developed the so-called Agenda 21, which claims to offer the ultimate solution for a more sustainable world. In reality, this means nothing less than seizing all rights, freedoms, and properties from the entire world population and bringing it all in the hands of the super rich. Then there are the banking imperiums, who control all the money in the world. Their job is to bring about a cashless society where only those who are digitally connected to the system of surveillance and slavery will still have access to finances. The Nigerian government has been paid handsomely by them to reserve banking services strictly for the vaccinated, an example that will soon be followed by other countries. I could name many of the most important families here, but will restrict myself with naming a few of the better known ones, like the Rothschild dynasty, who own the central banks in 165 nations, thus controlling the money flow in most of the world. Since ancient times, this family has dedicated itself to the worship of the darkest of all forces. Another well-known family are the Rockefellers, who have the same spiritual foundation as the Rothschilds, but they focused on owning the pharmaceutical industry as well as infiltrating education and media. They published the Scenario of the Future in 2010, in which they described the current pandemic in great detail, with the desired outcome of establishing a new world of domination and control. Entities like the Rockefeller Institute present themselves as protectors of humanity, but behind this humanitarian mask there is a gruesome face of lust for ultimate power. The different dark families worldwide have organized themselves in so-called secret societies in order to establish their hidden influence in every nation. Apart from the completely hidden societies, there are also more public cults, like Freemasonry. This is one of the better-known spiritual organizations used to influence local authorities in virtually every town of every nation. They attract people in authority, claiming to be an innocent organization that wants to help humanity. Only when members climb to the higher levels of Freemasonry, they discover that it is blatant Satanism. Freemasonry focuses on making influential people in every community their members, so they can use them for the outworking of their plans. The many secret societies work closely with the secret services of the nations, like for example the CIA and FBI in America. Entities that on the surface fight crime, but in reality are among the worst of all criminal organizations. The renowned German journalist Udo Ofcott, who was murdered for his confessions, admitted a few years ago that journalists all over the world are paid by secret services, secret societies, government agencies, billionaires, etc. to always lie and never tell the truth to the public. His important testimony can be seen in the documentary Busted on StopWorldControl.com. It is because of the confessions of this brave journalist, who was editor of one of Europe's largest newspapers, that a major awakening is going on in Germany. His book opened the eyes of the German population, who are now a major force against the New World Order. Although Vatican City, Washington, D.C., and the City of London are some of their main headquarters, many of their logistics operations have been transferred to Asian countries, because their plan is to use China to overthrow the rest of the world. The oppressive communistic regime of total surveillance, slavery, and control which they installed in China must be rolled out now over the rest of the world. Our enemy is, however, not the Chinese Communist Party, since they are also mere puppets. Those calling the shots are still seated in Vatican City. All this may sound bizarre if you hear this for the first time, but we need to wake up to the fact that everything that is being exposed worldwide now is bizarre, to say the least. Who would have thought that the whole world would suddenly collaborate in mandating the most toxic, potentially lethal, and DNA-altering injections on all of humanity? We must step out of our boxes of comfortable ignorance and understand that we are dealing with extremely evil entities that don't think the way we do, and who are extremely well organized. The success of this criminal network depends entirely on the ignorance of the public. The better they can remain hidden, the more power they have. That's why they have labeled every exposing of their workings as conspiracy theories. But during this criminal pandemic, hundreds of millions of intelligent people worldwide are finally understanding that the brave investigators of the past decades, who unveiled what was going on, were right all along. It's no longer a conspiracy theory, but we are seeing everything that we had been warned for become reality before our very eyes. Now we have to finally wake up to the reality of this threat and decide to be brave warriors who will defend our beautiful world with everything we have. It's now or never. Much more can be said about all of this, as many books have been written about this criminal network by researchers who often dedicated their entire lives to expose them. But I just wanted to give you at least some basic understanding that we are indeed dealing with very evil people. If you want to learn more about this, you can watch the series The Fall of the Cabal on StopWorldControl.com. Humanity, rise up. If we don't speak up now, we will be silent forever. So far, many of us have remained silent, out of fear of losing jobs, finances, position, respect, or friends. We must understand, however, that if we don't speak out now, we will lose far more than jobs, finances, and friends. we will lose our very humanity and become programmed slaves without the ability to think or feel independently. What can we do? The most important is to inform our fellow humans, even though they may resist fiercely. The initial rejection of truth should not discourage us, but we must resort to all, the future is ours. Since ancient times there have been cultures that were deeply embedded in dimensions of evil that most of us cannot even comprehend. From these dark cultures certain families have emerged that have one goal, submit all of humanity to their control and tyranny. They infiltrated every aspect of human life, from politics, to media, healthcare, education, religion, etc. Now with their organized worldwide pandemic, they are revealing their plans, which is causing a global awakening. It's up to us to pull our heads out of the sands of comfortable ignorance and face this enemy head-on, with truth, justice, and courage. We may not understand all the specifics of who they are, but we do understand that humanity is threatened by very evil people, and that we have to rise up with everything we are. It is our ignorance that gave them the power they are wielding today. The key to defeating them is exposure. We must inform ourselves and everybody around us. This is the time of the Great Awakening, where the veil of deception is lifted off of humanity and the world can finally see who has been oppressing them all along. But we have to be brave. It's up to us to say no to these criminal families and protect our lives and our loved ones. Together we can build a better world. The future is ours, possible means to awaken the entire world. It's only because of the ignorance of the population that this criminal network can reign on the earth. Now there is, however, an unprecedented awakening happening, and all of us have the duty to do all we can to fan the flames of this awakening. Everybody can print out this report in many copies and distribute it to our local law enforcement, school directors and teachers, medical personnel, friends and neighbors. We can all send this PDF to an online printing service like Vistaprint and have thousands of copies made. That we hand out in our community, all of us can send this PDF as an email attachment to all our contacts, and to people in authority in our community, we need to inform the world. We have to rise up and do what we can. We must spread the truth far and wide. That takes effort. Please don't sit down and complain, but rise up and take action. This report is made with great effort to be a tool for awakening the world. Please use it. More information about all of this can be found at stopworldcontrol.com. Make sure to sign up for the emails to be informed and empowered so you can defend your life, freedom, and future. Final summary dash, the data shows that millions may have died already from the COVID injections. And hundreds of millions suffer serious side effects. This is just the short-term destruction. The real devastation comes after a few years. There is graphene oxide in the vaccines, which is the perfect conductor for 5G and also the best substance for brain manipulation. The Chilean president said that 5G will insert thoughts and feelings into everyone. Klaus Schwab says that humanity will be lifted into one and the same consciousness. This reveals an agenda of total mind control. All this is based on worldwide fraud of inflating COVID numbers, relabeling every death as COVID, a PCR test that produces false positives, media scaremongering, and government propaganda. The criminal network who is behind all this has been buying the entire health industry. They direct the World Health Organization, they own all mainstream media, and control most governments. They suppress every treatment for COVID, so the world would think a vaccine is the only way out. Their power lies in the fact that they operate from the shadows, so the public has no clue about their existence. The solution is exposing them. Once enough people in the world, especially law enforcement, medical personnel, school teachers, and local authorities, understand what is going on, they will stop serving this criminal network and join the fight for freedom and the future of humanity, although most of the judicial system is corrupt. Lawyers need to become brave warriors to present all the evidence for this crime and start prosecuting all who are complicit. There still remain honest judges who can turn the tide. This can become the greatest awakening of all time if we all rise up, share truth, and unify as one humanity against these criminals.